truth.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here in RBN Live on this first day of December 2023, where we're open to taking your calls. Our first today is coming from Tom in Florida. Tom, join the conversation.
Good day, Professor Jim. What I got to say is watching this nincompoop nonsense in the Congress, they're kicking this guy George Santos out as a congressman. However, they haven't even tried this guy. They kicked him out. They voted on it today. But they don't kick this guy, Jamal Bowman, who actually is on tape committing a major crime. You have this Roberto Menendez, who's stealing millions of dollars. I mean, the whole thing is a giant cabal. But, you know, I personally don't care if they kick them all out. I think they all should be kicked out because they allowed our country to be invaded with 8.5 million illegal aliens. Democrats and Republicans, and independents for that matter. So, Jim, look what we're facing here. I mean, we're facing, you know, Kennedy's one thing and all this nonsense, but, you know, look what the real truth of the matter is. We as white America are being annihilated. And, you know, I know I'll make a statement. I know a bunch of women are going, oh, that time. Hey, listen, how come they always use this narrative in the media, Jim? That is always these licky, kissy, touchy-feely white women that are voting Democrat that want their total annihilation as a country by bringing illegals in here. Homosexuality should be embraced. Abortion is a wonderful thing. Everybody should get an abortion. And by the way, Jim, these white women in this country are not even bringing back their own culture, their own race. The same thing's happening.
Tom, you're making good this thing about. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that's what I got to say. That's why I'm getting very frustrated. And I see this criminal Congress for what it is. They tried a guy today from New York, Santos, and he's got booted. He's got expelled from the Congress. Well, I think they all need to be expelled, Jim. They've allowed total dereliction of duty to the Constitution. They're lying, conniving, cheating, and stealing, every one of them. They get these big, fat pensions. Never worked a damn day in their life. They don't know what it is, a slave and labor. It's all criminal. That tumbling, stumbling, fumbling, tumbling, mumbling Biden, this guy's a multimillionaire for what? What did this guy really ever do except steal? And he keeps claiming, I'm an Irishman. You ain't Irish. How can a guy like Biden, I want that guy from Boston to call in, that guy the other day. He was a good caller. I want him to call in and tell me about Boston. I'm half Irish, by the way, Jim. My family came out of Ireland, okay, on my mother's side. And I can tell you, I think it's an absolute disgrace when you got Irish guys saying, I'm Irish, but I'm for abortion. No, I'm for homosexuality. It's a great thing. No Irish that I know is for that, Jim.
Give a little background on this Santos thing. Representative George Santos, Republican in New York, is no longer a member of Congress. The House voted 311 to 114 Friday morning to expel him in the first House expulsion since 2002. The historic vote sets a new precedent in the House. Santos departs even though he's not been convicted of a crime and has pled not guilty. Santos survived two earlier attempts to expel him, but could not hold on after a brutal report from the House Ethics Committee on its investigation into its actions. The Ethics Committee report included evidence Santos knowingly filed false reports with the Federal Election Commission, used campaign funds for personal purposes, including subscriptions to OnlyFans and Botox treatments and willfully violated ethics laws as related to its financial disclosure statements filed with the House. But you certainly make an impeccable point, Tom, that there are others who appear to be equally deserving, if not more so, of expulsion. Further thoughts?
Well, exactly. Thank you, Jim, because look at this guy, Jamal Bowman. The reason they're not going after him because, oh, we don't want to be labeled racist. Oh, he black. You can't talk about him. He's black. I mean, come on, Jim. This guy's a black guy, pulls a fire alarm. If that had been a Republican, the first week he'd have been kicked out of Congress. This guy's still in the Congress. You got Menendez, Hispanic, who's going to say, oh, you against Latinos, you're going against Hispanics. Here, this guy should have been booted out of office years ago, Robert Menendez, with all those illegals pouring into that state of New Jersey.
Yes.
It's a criminal.
Yes.
The whole thing's a criminal enterprise. The whole damn thing's a disgrace. And you know what, Jim? The one who's getting being punished for this and suffering from this is white America. White America is getting labeled, especially the males like us. We're getting labeled as racist. We're getting labeled this and that by these schmucks that use their filthy, diabolical nonsense against us. And we're the ones that saved their ass from annihilation three times in American history, if you think about it. And you know what? All we hear is how bad white man is. White man is. I mean, I'm fed up with it all. And then you got a Congress that's complacent, allowing an invasion, a conquest. This is a conquest of our country, Jim. These people not even want to come here to speak our language. They're not coming here to compliment. They're coming to eat our lunch, take our jobs, and kick the gringos right the hell out of here. They like to ship us all back to Europe.
Tom, a friend of mine, he had a lot of experience in Hollywood as a stuntman, but he's spending a lot of time thinking about political issues. Thinks that perhaps one of the reasons for the mass migration is to replace workers who were expected to die from COVID. In other words, they want to keep cheap labor coming in, and they anticipated a very high proportion of deaths, which may come about. I mean, remember, weakening the immune system simply means you're not able to deal with threats to your system you were able to deal with, and they can be of a wide variety of issues. I mean,
right.
It can be turbo cancer, for example. It could be a heart problem. I mean, the list goes on and on. Do you think there's any plausibility to that they could be bringing them in? See, I think there's so many reasons to do this, and they're all very bad. But do you think there's an economic dimension to this, too?
Absolutely, Jim. You're positively right. Look at tuberculosis. They thought they eradicated it. It's right back in New York and Illinois. It's all over the place. You got tuberculosis. You got scabies. You got all these diseases coming to this country. These illegal aliens. And by the way, Jim, before I hang up, I'd like to let everybody in your audience know this. I watched the Ron DeSantis, Gavin Newsom debate last night. It was disgraceful with that Newsom getting away with. And, you know, DeSantis is he's like a chicken hawk because he should have actually got tougher. And you know how he could have ended that whole debate, Jim? Ron DeSantis had no balls with Sean Hannity to say, and I want everybody in RBN to hear this. All Sean Hannity had to tell Newsom, as you're in San Francisco, you got all these Chinese anchor babies coming in there. You got 13, 14 million illegal Central Americans and Mexicans in there. And you want to preach to me? You want to preach to me, Newsom? You got half your electorate is illegally in your country? Illegally came in here to be voters? And Ron DeSantis, he had to drop the hammer. He could have dropped the hammer like four on Newsom and saying, hey, you're debating me, and you got a state that you're running, the biggest state in the land of milk and honey. You say how great it is? Well, you got 14, 15 million illegals, Chinese Central.
Tom, I spent a fair amount about the debate on the show today, of course, and it was a disgrace. I mean, you know, Newsom discredited himself so badly, in my opinion, his viability as a candidate is in shambles. And yet I've been predicting that the Democrat plan is to install him as their nominee for 2024. It cannot be Biden or Harris, I'm convinced. So I think he took a serious hit on so many different grounds, Tom. Give us your final thought.
Well, my final thought, I don't think Newsom's going to run. He's going to wait till 28 because he knows he'll be looking like a total hypocritical liar. So he'll wait till 28 because bumbling, stumbly buffoon probably will we can get the nomination unless Kennedy just rips it out from under him and Kennedy can actually swing back as a Democrat. You never know what can happen with that situation. They might try to bring Kennedy back in the fold as a Democrat. So don't ever underestimate that. But I think what's going to happen here, Jim, is DeSantis, he blew his load. He is the sanctimonious, because he should have waited his turn till 28. Let Trump take this thing back. I believe what you said the other day, Donald Trump's going to be president again. He's going to win it again. And we want to see massive results on the first week. I want to see him start getting rid of the half a million illegals in 1 week.
Tom, he can do it. That's what he said. The biggest depopulation program in American history. Tom, thanks. You made so many fascinating points. Layla in Canada, I'm delighted for you to join us again. Layla.
Further on the comments that Tom was making, he said something about Newsom should have waited for 28. That's a little optimistic. I don't think there's going to be a need for an election in 28. I think what you're seeing now in Palestine is going to be the future of the U.S. They've cleaned out Ukraine. They're going to clean out Gaza and Palestine. They're going to clean out the West Bank. And they already control all of the U.S., all of the institutions. They're in control of the military. They're just going to make it open. What has been done quietly, even though everyone saw it happening and just ignored it and thought, they're Jewish Americans, no big deal. Well, they're not Jewish Americans, they're Zionists. They're going to be doing to you what you're seeing now in Gaza and on the West Bank. Because I remember before the Zionists took over, the British enabled mass illegal immigration. And the Zionists were smuggling in all kinds of illegal migrants. Many of them were not really Jews. They were the Yiddishers. A lot of them were the poor peasants of Eastern Europe that were bribed to convert to Judaism. And those are the ones who are such savages now. So be prepared for the U.S., everything to be more open. They're no longer going to have a charade or a fraudulent election. It's going to be out in the open. They're just going to take over. There will be no need for the pantomime. I don't know.
I find that so disturbing, Lila, but I'm having a hard time finding an argument against it. And we have so weakened our military, I don't think we're capable of acting in our own self-defense. Well, the point Ritter has made is we've lost all of the wars we've engaged in, even against the Taliban. Yep. And, you know, where are we going to wind up if we can't even defend ourselves? Continue.
That's why I don't think the Arabs are going to gang up, get together and stop Israel. I think they're going to let it happen because they probably would like to see the U.S. taken over by Israel openly, because they're already doing business with them. The rich Arab guys on top have no interest in the paltry peasants at the bottom. They're very happy to see them out of the way because the Palestinians have been a thorn in their side, a disgrace and embarrassment. The only ones who have been defending them with honesty and integrity are the Persian Iranians, the non-Arabs. And also, again, the non-Arabs, Erdogan of Turkey. The Arabs themselves, they've just become so utterly seduced by greed. They were nomadic tribal peasants themselves who used to live day by day until the discovery of oil. So then they got massively rich much too quickly, and they all were so corrupted by the excessive greed that they're just like the Jews. Greed and lust for power and comfort. Just look at them. Do you think they've been blind to what the Palestinians have had to endure for 75 years? They've seen it. Certainly the last 50 years have been so obvious if they wanted to do anything. What have they been doing? They've been making deals. They've been supplying Israel with oil. They've been making deals with Israel. All this time it was all secret. Well, it was an open secret, but everybody knew that they were making deals with the Israelis. So they're not going to do anything to stop them. And even now, Gideon Levy, who's the Jewish editor of Haaretz, is interviewed on Al Jazeera, and he said that Blinken, he believes, and Gideon Levy definitely is in a position to know, and he said that he believes Blinken said, go ahead, finish them off, just don't be too obvious about it. The Israelis have been given the green light to finish the job of killing them off. The thing
just
that bothers me is if you're going to kill them, if you're going to kill a huge population, have the decency to stick them in gas ovens and make it fast. Don't torture them for 2 or 3 months. Rip them apart, shred their bodies, destroy them, make them suffer and make us suffer while we watch. At least the so-called Holocaust, if it had happened as their fantasy describes, they were shoved into ovens and were dead in a few minutes, probably quite painlessly in that fantasy. Instead, they're going to torture them. They are sadistic beasts. They are monstrosities. And they have controlled your government for centuries, since the beginning, since the very beginning with Alexander Hamilton, because he was working for the Jews. They're the ones who sent him to the U.S. from Nevis. They always find somebody. That was one of them. So they established their banking control of the U.S. through him. And then the Rothschilds sent the Warburgs or many of their bankers with all the money to come over and take everything over, whether it was the railroads, all the mining, all the industries. They took over everything in the first 50 years. And then they caused the so-called, put it nicely and call it a civil war. It was an occupation by the North, where the Zionists had control, and they took over the South. And
Lila, how does the mass illegal migration fit into the broader scheme of the destruction of America as you see it?
The same way that the Zionists brought in illegal Jews. They just take over. They just come and move you, throw you out of your house and move into your house. They're all being trained. They're all ready. They're all sitting in temporary housing waiting. They're being trained. You think they're sitting there quietly doing nothing, getting $2,200 a month and all the benefits? Just like the Zionists were secretly training their people, perhaps in Germany or in other parts of Palestine, they're preparing them to just take over. Anything you own now will soon be. And electric vehicles, there aren't going to be any electric vehicles. Everybody's going to be living in not even open-air concentration camps and open-air prison. You're all going to be put, if you're still alive, you're going to be put in concrete blocks, one stacked on top of the other like pancakes. You're going to be in vertical concentration camps with all of the air closed off to you. And you're not going to have electric vehicles. You're only going to be allowed to use public transportation. But you're going to have to get a permit to go from point A to point B, like they do with the Palestinians now on the West Bank. Your lives are over unless you do something very, very quickly.
I think you got it right. The idea of 15-minute cities is so absurd. I mean, that's just voluntarily entering an open-air prison for yourself if you're not allowed to travel more than 15 minutes in any direction.
Jim, it won't be open air. That's why they're already advertising. Live in the skies. Look at that. I don't know about over there, but every time I drive around, I keep seeing these ads for life in the skies. You see all these high-rise condos that are very, very cheaply built. You can already see where the metal that they're using is rusted and the concrete is very, very thin. Toilets don't flush because they've got huge, the infrastructure for sewage no longer functions. It can't deal with all the extra population that we have here in Canada, where we don't even talk about it. I mean, we don't have an RBN in Canada. The so-called media.
When I listen to you, Lila, I get knots in my stomach and on the verge of tears in my eyes.
I lived through it and watched it happen. I mean, that's why my parents
I can't thank you enough. Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
So much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Let's continue with David in San Francisco. David, join the conversation.
Oh, thanks, Jim. I was interested in talking about Gaza, but you had two calls ago, the fellow that was talking about people catching tuberculosis. I used to be on the board, the tuberculosis board out here in San Francisco, and tuberculosis has never disappeared from the world. And it's basically everybody has got tubercles inside them, but if you eat enough calcium, it keeps the tubercles restrained, let's say, put in a hard shell. And so good nutrition is the way to stop tuberculosis. And the idea that when I lived in Missouri, the zoning boards had, you know, the history of tuberculosis in Missouri had been very strong. It had hit many parts of America, and they learned that if you got enough fresh air, you could keep it restrained as well. And so when an apartment complex was being built, they mandated that they had to have 1,200 square feet of apartment before they could have the first person move in. And then the second person, they had to have an additional 1,000 square feet. So that'd be a 2,200 square foot apartment for two people. And then additional people, there were varying numbers. So when you start looking at people who are hard hit by the economy in the last, you know, for the last 15 years, we had the subprime scandal, which stole it stole 40 million homes from people. And, you know, 40 million of families were evicted in 2007 through 9. And those people have been slowly but surely trying to get back on their feet and couch surfing, you know, living with roommates in more and more crowded areas. And tuberculosis has been reemerging because it's poor ventilation and bad food. It's a nutrition disease, and it's not just immigrants that are bringing it in. There are people who have had it. You're basically born with them, tubercles in you. But if if you get enough, like mother's milk will encase it in calcium, and so you'll never have any problems. But if you go through hard times, the calcium breaks apart over those tubercles, and it can reemerge. But
those are excellent comments. Since you're in San Francisco, did you catch the debate last night with DeSantis and Newsom?
I saw some of the joke shows playing it, but no, I didn't. I didn't really pay attention. I was busy with other things.
Have you been disturbed by the failure to maintain San Francisco properly and the stunning event of cleaning up the city before the visit of Xi Jinping?
Well, yeah. I mean, good grief. I work at the convention center, so the security was friggin' crazy. Helicopters day and night. Fences were, I don't know, 12 feet tall or something around the whole area. In the old days, a president, a prime minister, whatever, were considered public servants. They worked for us. And as the world has gotten more eaten alive by big business, the politicians, especially the top leadership, have to decide whether they're going to kiss the asses of big business or serve the people. And when they do neither, when they, waffle in between, then they have to have bigger security details. And so when you start looking at carving up the world with an economic an economic conference, that the carving up the world is going to get it's going to get a lot of people mad at, whether or not their rivers are going to be polluted by the new mining or whether their children are going to be in sweatshops for the rest of their lives. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if you're familiar, Nikki Haley was the Secretary of State under Donald Trump, right? And when ISIS was being wrapped up in Syria, and she was a UN secretary, if I remember right. That was it. She was the ambassador.
Ambassador to the UN. Yeah.
And they came up with a scam about the refugees. That if you were a refugee, for example, of Syria, and you ran for your lives, and you got out of the country, and you ended up in a work camp.
Stand by. We got a break.
Oh, sure.
Right after this break. Hey there.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
David, San Francisco, I want you to have a chance to finish your thoughts, David, please.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, I was. There were two different things. You were talking about San Francisco's living conditions, and I was getting into, you know, how the poor are being treated, not only in San Francisco, but around the world. And I was going to raise the issue when Nikki Haley was the United Nations ambassador. She came up with a plan for the refugees of Syria that if they were to escape the actual country of Syria and they ended up in another country they came up with refugee camps for them to land in, and then those refugee camps had corporate sponsors who would put in manufacturing, like factories within the camp, that the refugees would, if they stayed there long enough, and long enough was in some cases simply a few weeks, they would actually lose their citizenship to their previous country. So they would no longer be considered Syrian citizens. They would be basically the citizens of that camp and not necessarily even citizens of the country that camp was in. So they lost their human rights status under the United Nations and became basically, you know, work camp fodder. Little more than, slaves to whatever corporate state ownership there was. So I'd be very, very skeptical about, you know, any kind of plans about refugee status coming out of Nikki Haley, because she helped sell, you remember, they had 25 million people trying to flee ISIS in Syria. So 25 million people lost their citizenship, and now they're basically trapped in work camps around the world.
Oh, David, that's so awful, and I'm so glad you added those thoughts. What did the surviving Koch brothers dump in 75 mil into Nikki Haley's campaign? In my opinion, it's not going to do any difference. She's really unattractive, repulsive, doesn't have anything to offer. I don't think she's going anywhere. But David, I really like all your comments today. A final thought?
Well, I guess if I were to add one last thing about Gaza, is you're probably aware that Gaza, they've discovered oil underneath it. That the U.S. Geological Survey has had some maps showing that there's oil in the eastern Mediterranean. The biggest amount of the oil is really underneath Gaza, and it's also offshore of Gaza. So they've been talking about fracking out there since 2019. Now, there are some scandals starting to emerge in the Jerusalem press, showing that Netanyahu, he gave a speech in 2019 about the time that this oil was discovered, and he was basically calling for supporting Hamas because he didn't want to negotiate with the Palestinians in any case. The PLO were in the north and Hamas in the south. The PLO and Hamas basically hated each other, and Netanyahu was basically didn't want to help either side. So he would, by supporting Hamas, he would pretend that, well, I can't negotiate with these people anyway, so let's ignore them totally and leave it at that. Now, if you remember, America was founded on taxation with representation, and the Palestinians are citizens of Israel. And they're supposed to be getting good roads and good libraries and good schools and every, you know, sewage systems and fresh water systems. And if Netanyahu didn't want to negotiate with them, you know, taxation with representation, then he could screw them out of their taxes. And by feeding it into the military-industrial complex, those old boys would be happy to keep up the hatred and make sure that the average person got nothing. So I think that what is really going on is Hamas and Netanyahu are both lusting after that oil. There's a United Nations, it's Commission on Trade and Development, and they did a study that was released in 2019 talking about how the prosperity of the prosperity of Palestinians could be enhanced by this oil underneath Gaza. And, you know, obviously Hamas has known about this for 4 or 5 years. Netanyahu has certainly known about it for 4 or 5 years. And I think that what the real deal is they're just trying to kill all the people on top of that oil so that they can just come in and claim it and nobody's got the mineral rights to it. And I think we can pull a double back on them, because if that oil is owned by God, then somebody is supposed to be the steward of the earth, not the despoiler of the earth. And whether it's the Muslims or whether it's the Zionist phony Jews, they pretend that they've both got God on their side, but they're both lusting after that oil. And so that gets into merchants in the temple. And I think that if we were to start using merchants in the temple, we'd get a little more results out of this whole thing.
David, that's just been a splendid call. I look forward to more from you. I look forward to hearing from you again, David. I can't thank you enough. Simply excellent. Meanwhile,
my pleasure.
Murren, thank you, David. Murren, Wisconsin. Murren, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, did you hear what the word of the year is? Has that been going around in your area?
I'm scared to ask.
Right. Well, last year it was gaslight or gaslighting, right? The most frequently searched word. And you'd heard that, huh? I think it's dictionary.com, but it's actually Merriam-Webster. But this year it's, drum roll, authentic.
Is it now?
Yeah. And I have a chat room for you, authenticnews.chatango.com, and I want everyone to be sure and catch the grand finale, last John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report show tonight, hosted by Michael Gatti and his crew, Cal and DW, and Jim Ram will be there too, and they're going to have some really good, interesting things. And people, you can go to, and I'll put this in that authenticnews.chatango.com. There's a link at Jim Ram's yourdiyhealth.com, yourdiyhealth.com. And you click on radio shows and scroll down to the conference call, and that can hold like 1,000 people. So you can be there, and if there's a chance, you can speak up, but you can listen there too and converse, you know, in the chat there with the, that's on that website also with the, you know, others that are going to be in there attending this. And your birthday's coming up soon, isn't it?
It is. It is, Mur. It's the 6th of December, Wednesday.
Yeah, my sister's was the 8th. She's passed on now, but I think tomorrow is Michael Gatti's birthday. I didn't tell anybody that. Now, y'all didn't hear that, right? So you can wish him a happy birthday tonight, right? But I also wanted
Mur,
to say,
Mur, you're doing great.
You know,
you're doing great. I love it all.
Listening to different ones, talks and things, Alexander Hamilton himself was a Jew. There weren't supposed to be any Jews in the American government, but he ran Washington's administration. A book came out by an Andrew Porwanker, or Wancher, P-O-R-W-A-N-C-H-E-R, out of the Princeton Press, about him being a Jew. So they're owning up to it and bragging about it. I mean, Columbus was named Zarco. He was a Jew, too. And these people were expelled not just for their horrible banking practices and mistreatment of people, but they also keep these things going by doing satanic ritual sacrifices. And that's what they're ultimately thrown out for, you know?
Sure.
I think I had told you maybe before. Yeah, 1933 on July 3rd in Chicago, 150,000 Jews had this romance of a people where they, hopefully it was just an effigy, not a real child, but they had a big Moloch statue, and they put this, what looked like a baby, into its burning belly and then screeched and danced around like banshees. Well, this is part of the spell casting to bring on World War II, because 101 days before that, they had Judea declared war on Germany, March 24, 1933, and that was in the papers, and they said boycott all her goods, and I'm sure you probably remember all that kind of stuff. But
that's such a great point to make historically, that Judea declared war on Germany. Jews declared war on Germany. It wasn't the other way around.
Right.
Nice.
They always try to make it out, Hitler invaded Poland in 39. Well, there was a whole lot leading up to that, wasn't there?
Excellent.
Torturing Germans and everything there in Poland at that time and killing them. But and Saudi Arabia is, they're crypto-Jews. That was in the 1400s. I'll send you a link to that. It's at truedemocracy.com, I think, but I'll send you a link, and I'll put it in that authenticnews.chatango.com also. But there's just so much to know. But it's so great to be able to find these things out, don't you think?
Yeah, what a fabulous call, Mur. I can't thank you enough. Really
listen
good.
Listen up to the last National Intel people, and happy birthday in advance.
Thank you. Thank you, Merv. Very nice.
Thank you.
Alexander in Canada. Alexander in Canada, join the conversation, Alexander.
Good day, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just want to finish my call, because I was the last one to call in yesterday. This is regarding, this is in regards to what Renee, what who called yesterday, she said, we should not do not blame all the Jews. You should blame the Zionist Christians.
Yes.
You just want to say that what she's saying is completely wrong. Because, see, this whole Zionism and the creation of Israel was all planned up by the Jewish establishment, mainly by the Rothschilds. And see, so if you look at the record, the Jewish people who went to Palestine, they have damaged the British. And you, sir, mentioned a couple of times that the Jews killed the British in the Camp David Hotel, where the British headquarters was located.
Yeah.
They've killed also other British people and so on. So see, like, the Jews have not benefited the British. And also, so a lot of people, the British government, said that bringing the Jews into Palestine was a mistake because it has damaged, it made a mess in the country. See what happened? The British government supported the policy to bring the Jews in because the Rothschilds had so much influence in the government. And also, if you look at the record, just like what Tom from Florida said, like he's a great caller. He said that the immigration is damaging the United States. You see, it's also happening in England. You see, all the immigration is going there, all the multiculturalism, the diversity, the hate speech laws. All of these were done by the Jewish organizations. This was all planned up since the 1950s. So, see, it's not just happening here. So like, I don't understand how Renee is saying that that the Jews have benefited the British. No, they have not benefited the British at all. They have been backstabbed by the British, in my opinion.
Dan, very, very, very interesting, Alexander. Would you have a final thought for today?
I just want to ask you this. A lot of people make this argument that Zionism is the opposite of Judaism. That the Jews are people from planet Earth, or like, and the Zionists are people from another planet, who have nothing to do with Judaism at all. They're completely different things. Now, see, sir, I'm having a problem believing that. Like, what do you think? I don't see a difference between the two. In my opinion, what the Zionists are doing is based on what the Jewish religion says. What do you think?
Well, it's got to do with emphasis in the rabbinical tradition and they're appealing to the Talmud as opposed to the Torah. This is something we want to discuss in greater depth. Not today, Alexander, but I'm glad you bring it up, and I look forward to future calls from you. I think you are being very scholarly about this. Thank you for the call, Alexander.
Yeah, thank you.
Have Dan in Washington. Dan, join the conversation. Dan.
Thanks. Great calls. I lost track of different topics. The last caller, I think, was right. King Edward had to abdicate the throne before World War II because he sided with Hitler and Mussolini. And they say it's because he married an American, but I'm pretty sure that's why they basically kicked him out. So I don't think the royal family has more power than the Rothschild family.
I agree. I do not believe that they have more power than the Rothschild. I think you're right. Yeah.
I think Renee, she's a good caller. I think she's new. She's been listening to Alex Jones for years, so... You got to cut her a break, you know, because Alex Jones is not the tip of the spear. And if he was, he would do a good documentary on the Holocaust, you know. But Alex Jones goes along with all these narratives about Mingala and Operation Paperclip and all this kind of crap. And he knows better.
Yes. Yes.
And real quick. One Third of the Holocaust, great documentary, and I mean, if we could go into detail, I don't have time, but they weren't put in ovens. The guy, was it Yinkel Wernick, basically testified in Nuremberg and the Eichmann trial, that they had an old Soviet tank engine and they had the exhaust pipe going in the rooms, and they supposedly killed 750,000 Jews, and then they buried them. And then he testified that they dug them up about a year or two later and lit them on fire in an open burn pit, and then all the evidence just disappeared. I mean, it's like such a stupid story when you watch this
documentary. Dan, that was like Holcomb. International Committee of the Red Cross kept meticulous records, recalibrated their number in 1993. Total combined 296,081 from all causes of death, none of whom died in gas chambers. Thanks for the call, Dan, very much. I got several others to cover. Chris in Virginia. Join the conversation, Chris.
Yay, hey. I really like the last caller. He calls in a lot. So nothing personal, buddy, but we all got to stick together, conservatives, and everybody's got little differences with different conservative hosts and stuff. But I mean, Alex is putting the truth out there. He's pushed the needle, and there are other people that disagree with him. And I'm just saying, we all got to stick together, and that's one of our biggest problems as conservatives, is we're not winning because we're so divided. It's just one small part of the big problem. But anyway, I wanted to bring up Scott. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was just going to say, I think it's got to do with Israeli domination of our media and our news, you know, you don't have the chance for a fair fight. I do agree that Alex does a lot of good, and, you know,
there are
qualifications, but he does a lot of good. I agree. Continue, Chris.
That's all I'm saying. Real quick.
Yeah.
Scott Ritter, this is going to be weird. I like Scott Ritter, okay? I like what he says and stuff. I agree with most.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
If you go to Wikipedia, did you know that he's a sex offender?
Listen, Wikipedia is a Zionist op. Wikipedia has all kinds of false claims in there. Wikipedia won't allow original sources so they can pick and choose. Do not trust Wikipedia on any political issue. It was a false claim. They got to smear anyone like Scott. I've been the subject of smears. They got an absurd sentence in there right off the bat about my views on 9/11. I tried to correct it. They won't let me correct it, even though I know what the hell my views are. So,
okay,
Scott Ritter is so damn good. You know,
I agree.
Chris, I'm glad you called in. I look forward to more calls from you, Chris.
Thank you.
Renee in North Carolina, join the conversation, Renee.
Well, I originally called because I thought what you said your friend in California said coincided with some of the observations I'm making. I don't think it's an accident that all these people are heading toward the United States for cheap labor. And like I said, I think they really are trying to kill us off because they spent all our money. The money was older people, the boomers and stuff, were supposed to get in benefits. They already stole all that, okay? Plus, we're starting to catch on of all the evil that they have done, you know, with big agri and big pharma and everything, where they're probably starting to kind of shake in their boots. What they want is a poor, compliant, want-to-follow-orders population. They want feudalism. Okay, that's why I really hate it when y'all waste so much time arguing about the right and the left. That annoys the hell out of me. And one's better than the other. They're all terrible, okay? So the thing is, and this is why I've had some observations that make me believe this. If you've been to the DMV or the courthouse or anything recently, almost 100% of the employees there are black women. And I think there's a reason for this, because I'm in agreement with Mark Passio that I think dark psychologists are in charge of, like, helping to manipulate the population. When you have somebody like black women who's been at the bottom of the pecking order, they had two strikes, color and sex, okay? And they've been at the bottom of the pecking order for their, you know, forever, centuries, okay? So the thing is, what you do, if you take somebody who's been at the bottom, they've been the field slave, okay, and that's still fresh in their memory, watching their parents or experiencing themselves, if you boost them up to house slave, like in a government job that has a decent salary and benefits, where they have a seat at the table, where they get a chicken instead of a plate full of bones, those kinds of people will not, they're going to do whatever master tells them to do to hold on to that more comfortable position. They will be mean, they'll be nasty, they will be rude, because their main objective is to not go back down. And so I actually believe, like I said, I believe with the elite and rich and government people want is feudalism.
Yeah.
And so I actually think, like I say, they want to kill off the middle class and the baby boomers and the people who might be able to fight back and feel that, hey, I worked for this, you promised it to me, and I want it. And they want to kill us off and replace us with desperate people who will be so glad they get a little bit more, they're going to do whatever they're told. So whatever you said, you mentioned something about a friend saying something like that, and I thought, that guy's kind of on the same page I am with what I've been observing. And so the thing is, and I think I should have a chance to respond to the
yeah.
criticism I'm getting. I'm sorry,
sure.
But as a white woman, I'm sorry, some of the behavior of white men I find downright embarrassing. You
sure.
know, it's like the way they can just whine and all, they're so one-sided. If it's a different demographic group, oh, they always fear the flaws. We women, we other people of color, everything else. Now, and if anybody says anything about their group, oh, well, wait, we know there's a person in you from your demographic group that is not so great. They lose their minds. They can dish it out, but they can't take it. I don't like these kinds of weak, whining men, okay?
Yes.
The thing is, double standards. There was a guy, it was a morning show on RBN many years ago, and he said about me, he said, Renee, when it comes to double standards, you have radar, and that's true. I don't like double standards when people use one set of rules for their group and another, the worst set for
yes.
somebody else. That is
yep.
dishonest. It's dishonest.
Yes. It's never been worse than in the U.S. today. Thank you, Renee. Francis in North Carolina, John in Colorado, join early, call early Monday. Remember, the show begins 1 hour earlier, starting on the 4th of December. Spend as much time as you can with family, friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.